Ziggy draws a gun on me. I return fire and shoot him almost point blank. Next thing I know, I'm staring at the ceiling. The second guy is gone. Carmen's gone. Ziggy's gun is gone. How could he have missed you at such close range? And if he missed you, where'd the bullet go? The only explanation I can come up with is that the gun misfired. And now you want to find Carmen so Carmen can back up your story. I don't think Carmen's going to be backing up anyone's story. My guess is she was beaten up by Ramirez, and Ziggy and his pal were sent to finish the job. Ziggy did all Ramirez's dirty work. When you're out on the street like I am, you hear things. Ramirez likes to punish women. Sometimes women last seen in his company are known to disappear. I think he gets carried away and kills them. Or maybe he hurts them so bad he has to send someone to finish the job to keep things quiet. Then the body vanishes. No body, no crime. I think Carmen was dead in the bedroom when I arrived. That's why Ziggy freaked. There's only one door, I said. And no one saw her leave, dead or alive. There's a window in the bedroom that overlooks the service road. You think Carmen was pitched out the window? Morelli took his plate into the kitchen and started coffee brewing. I'm looking for the guy who recognized me. Ziggy dropped the gun when he hit the floor. I saw it skitter to the side. When I got hit from behind, Ziggy's partner must have taken the gun, slipped off into the bedroom, dumped Carmen out the window, and followed her. I've been back there. It's a long drop if you're not dead. Morelli shrugged. Maybe he was able to slide through the crowd, hovering over Ziggy and me. Then he went out the back door, collected Carmen, and drove off. I want to hear the part about me getting the $10,000. You help me prove I shot Kulesa in self-defense, and I'll let you bring me in. I can hardly wait to hear how I'm going to do this.